After a Boston Globe report revealed that dozens of Massachusetts state police troopers with past incidents of illegal conduct remain on the force, a Pittsfield state representative says Governor Charlie Baker is responsible. The Globe's review of state police internal affairs files showed that troopers with connections to organized crime, OUIs, sexual harassment charges, and more remain on the force today. Tricia Farley Bouvier, the Democrat who represents the 3rd Berkshire District in the State House, says Baker, a Republican, must take action to reform the department.
The state police fall directly under the governor, and the governor has failed at this. He has to take full responsibility for what's happening with the state police and make sure it gets fixed.
The Massachusetts State Police are also embroiled in a scandal involving dozens of troopers who submitted fraudulent payroll records to collect overtime for hours they didn't work. Josh Landes, WAMC News. As Pittsfield, Massachusetts carries out a project to make its downtown corridor more pedestrian and biker-friendly, a new art project will bring the voices of local students to city streets. In a collaboration between the city and the Mastheads, an ongoing arts-based program in Pittsfield, miniature parks installed outside of downtown restaurants on North Street will be paired with poetry from students. Director Tessa Kelly says the group has painted the sidewalks between the buildings and the new parklets.
And then to apply a line of text written by an elementary school poet in the Mastheads Poetry in Schools program from Morningside and Conti, so these are 2nd through 5th graders.
The project is part of a $240,000 shared streets grant Pittsfield received from Massachusetts, in part to improve livability during the COVID-19 pandemic. Josh Landes, WAMC News.